In Tom Dudzik's Miracle on South Division Street, Clara Nowak of Buffalo, New York, and their three grown kids have always known they were special ever since the miraculous night in 1942 when the Blessed Mother appeared to their grandfather in his barber shop. Since then, the neighborhood has looked upon the Nowaks and the commemorative shrine as a beacon of hope and faith amidst the urban rubble. When daughter Ruth announces her plans to write and star in a one-woman show about the family miracle so the whole world will know, a deathbed confession causes the family legend to unravel. The Ghent Playhouse in Ghent, New York presents Miracle on South Division Street starting tomorrow with performances running through the 17th of February. Here to tell us more, we welcome Kathy Vischer, the director of Miracle on South Division Street and the artistic director of the Ghent Playhouse, and Sam Riley, who plays Jimmy in the production and is vice president of the Ghent Playhouse Board of Directors. Kathy, Jimmy, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you both here.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Well, what a nice thing to have you on a very cold day. We'll talk about a very cool, very nice production. So tell us about Miracle on South Division Street. Who made the decision that this is something that you wanted to do?
This was kind of a last-minute decision, but we were hoping to get another show that we weren't able to get the rights to. So we, looking at the season, we said, "Yeah, let's get a comedy in there." And this is just something that's kind of near and dear to my heart. My mom played the role of Clara, the mother, about 5 years ago at Curtain Call Theater.
Yep.
And ever since, she's just been kind of pushing me about, you know, this is a great show, this is a great show. And so this is kind of a tribute to her. She passed away in May of this year. And so
but
I decided...
No deathbed confessions.
Deathbed confessions.
No,
but so I'm kind of doing it as a tribute to her. But the show is just a wonderful, small little show, very heartwarming, and just a sweet little show, which I like to do.
And a comedy you have labeled.
Yes, it's laced with humor throughout, and it's just it's a lovely little show, I think.
We've been rehearsing this thing for, what, 5 weeks?
Yes.
I mean, you have to bite your tongue in performing it. There are still jokes that are still cutting to us. They're so funny.
Yes.
So, Sam, tell us about Jimmy.
So, Jimmy, I like to think, is kind of like the glue in the family. You know, my two sisters are at each other the whole show. And Jimmy is kind of the peacemaker. He's the one bringing everyone back together, bringing them back down to the ground. Truthfully, everyone loves each other, but Jimmy, you know, he's just a sweet guy. Whereas the sisters, you know, they're at each other's throats. They're at all of our throats.
So how in the world do you know how to play that part?
well,
ironically.
Kathy and I are very serious.
He's also got two sisters,
yeah,
Sam.
And I'm the middle child. I know, a method. No, I mean, what's great about this show and what really drew me to it when I first read it is that it's not written like a farce or like slapstick. It's just inherently funny, I always say.
Yeah. It's real life.
And that's what makes it so funny. Performing it is one of your co-stars says, you know, the punchline. It's not a brunch. It's just the way these people talk is so funny.
Yep.
So how many people are in the show ultimately?
Four.
Four
mm-hmm.
people.
Four.
So
you got the mother, Clara, the two sisters, Beverly and Ruthie, and the baby of the family, Jimmy.
Now, and do you come off as the sort of the calm in the storm?
I get worked up here and there, but I think Jimmy's probably the most level-headed out of everyone. But I guess I'm the common.
Yeah, story. What happens is in most families is, you know, they all come together at the mom's house, and all of a sudden they're back and they're like, you know, they're kids again. So all the little mm-hmm. needling starts and everything. Mm-hmm. And I would say of the three of them, the two sisters come together and it's button heads. But, you know, as the baby, the only boy in the family, Jimmy is the peacemaker. He really is. He tries to keep everything together and, you know, kind of reel the sisters in a little bit.
What are the challenges in directing a show like this?
Well, it's funny because there's
that was an evil laugh, Sam.
I think that it's wonderfully written, but we're all in the kitchen the entire show. It's one scene, one go.
Yeah, it's just a one act. It's a long one act, takes place in one setting, so you know you're kind of limited as to, you know, what to do with that. I think, you know, the comedy is a little tough at times because, you know, a lot of people do think, you know, it's a double take or it's a ba-da-ba, as Sam would say. And it's not. It's just it's all right there for you. And it's very real life. And so, you know, trying to drill that into them.
And there are very serious moments.
Yes.
I mean, you know, it's not all But, yep. you know, in the middle of a very serious moment, yep. there'll be a joke.
Right. But we do have a great cast, and they get along really well. So it is kind of like a family. And as Sam said, from our table read right through, we have been laughing a lot. So, I mean, that really has helped. So it's been really fun.
How long has this play been around?
Not long. I think it was written like in 2007.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And maybe not even then. Maybe it was even later than that. But yeah, it hasn't been done very much. It's been done twice, to my knowledge, in the area. Circle Theater did it. And, you know, as I mentioned, the production at Curtain Call. Right. So this is only the third time that it's been done. But I don't want anyone to think, you know, religion, you know, based on the title.
Because there's a twist.
There's a really nice twist, and it makes it really kind of fun. And, you know, but it's just got everything, I think. It's, you know.
Well, my joke is it has everything, even the kitchen sink.
Ba-da-ba.
There you go.
Yeah,
nice. So the table reads have been, as you said, Sam, you've been working on it for a long time. So how do you explore a show like this?
I mean, not a long time. Normal rehearsal length. Yeah, I think the first thing that really shocked me a little is when I read it alone, it's that my character's on from when the lights come up and then till almost the very end of the show. So as an actor, you know, I was like, whoa, you know, that's a, you know, you're on stage for an hour and 15 minutes straight. How's that going to work? So that was the first thing to wrap my mind around was, wow, I never go off. I'm on the entire time. I'm in the action of the show, the whole show. But you know, once we block it and you see the story, you see the journey we're on, you know, it definitely has highs, multiple highs and lows.
Right.
And like I said, there's a twist ending.
But it creates a flow.
It flies by, nice, yeah.
Yeah.
So as an actor, yeah, I think, you know, you get over that initial fear and just it's all dialogue. I mean, we're talking the whole show.
The whole time.
That's something else to wrap your mind around is once you get all that in your head and you're flowing, you got your castmates, you fall into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you are, there's stamina then. I mean, just to be able to.
Oh, yeah. And you got to plan your bathroom breaks, you know? You got to know going in.
yeah.
We're all out there.
Yeah.
We got to plan our bathroom breaks.
You know, there's so many highs and so many lows. I really feel that the cast is really exhausted when it's done because you're just on there and you're going.
Yeah. And was it 90 minutes? Was that?
Yeah, approximately 90 minutes.
That's
and
good.
It does, yeah, like Kathy said, I mean, it gets going from beat one, you know. Secrets are out there from the minute the curtain goes up. And that's why I think I keep saying it's wonderfully written. That is one of the things that's so great about it is, you know, we go from shouting and arguing to the next moment, you know, we're sitting back at the kitchen table calmly talking about it. And then we get worked back up again and calm.
So let me ask you the hard question. So give us a sense of how the Ghent Playhouse fits into the larger theater community in this region, do you think?
Yeah, well, we are in our 44th year at the Ghent Playhouse, and we're a community theater. And community theater, I do think, I think it's just such a special thing in the world because it just makes theater accessible to anybody. And certainly where we are in Ghent, I mean, we're just outside of Chatham, we're just outside of Hudson, kind of wedged between the two. There really is not a lot of community theater in that area.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of traveling kind of community theaters, but there's not a lot of community theaters that own a theater, and we own a 106-seat theater, fully functioning theater. And I think that is kind of our ace in the game, is our amazing building.
I was just going to say, we have a very charming theater, and we still get people that are, you know, coming for the first time, and they all leave saying, this place is just charming. You know, it really, really is.
And there's something about in the last, like, 5 years, I feel like theater has gotten hot. I don't know if it's, like, the Hamilton phenomenon, but, like, people will drive to audition at our theater from Great Barrington to Colony. I mean, it blows my mind. I mean, I live right there, so it blows my mind that people drive from so far.
So your commute is great.
I'm literally the closest person to the building.
Yeah.
But I think it is. I think theater is very hot right now, and people love accessible theater, and that's definitely what...
I used to do a lot of theater in the Capital District, you know, proper, and so I have a lot of connections, and we're bringing a lot of people in from the Capital District down to our little theater. Mm-hmm. People are discovering very quickly that it's, you know, people hear Ghent. Where's Ghent? It's not far. I mean, I would say it's 30 minutes tops
from
Albany.
Put that on the T-shirt.
You know?
Right. Yeah. It's not far.
Right, right. And so we're getting a lot of people that we might not otherwise get, and they're bringing people in. They're bringing actor friends in or other director friends. So we're really, like Sam said, in the last between five and 10 years, it's really, you know, grown in terms of, like, reaching out to other people.
Roughly how many productions do you do in a year?
We do five.
But each show runs for 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, we do
so
five.
That's
so we're exhausted.
Yeah. Yeah. Sam and I do all the sets, so it's like we are exhausted by the end of the season. Yeah.
And we're all, you know, this is a coincidence, but we're both on the board also. So, you know, running the theater is also part of our jobs.
Right.
So
right.
Some days, some plays you'll be in them, some days, some plays you won't.
Oh, yeah. We work on every show in some capacity.
Yeah.
It's
rare
and
we
that
are,
we work together.
And we
in this
are
capacity.
Actually so busy that we are seldom in a show. Yeah. I mean, you know, we say that all the time. It's like, darn, we'd love to act again. You know what I mean? But but every once in a while, you know, we find time to audition and get cast. But
what type of show do you think works? I mean, what type of show do you look for to put up at the Stand
I just like
House?
To do something for everybody. I mean, if we're lucky to get people into all five shows, great. But I try to go with a bit of a formula where let's do a good comedy, a good drama, a good classic, and then fill in the blank. You know, like do a musical, do a farce, do a Shakespeare, something like that. And it's worked for us. I should add that our fifth production, which a lot of people know, there are a number of us from the Ghent Playhouse, but we form a troupe called the Pantaloons, and we do an annual British panto that is original music. And it's just based on a fairy tale, and we just do what is, you know, traditional to a British panto.
And if
panto.
You don't know what a British panto is, go home and YouTube it right now.
Because it's a fun thing.
You'll be
you know,
addicted.
The men dress up as the women and play the women. The women play the men. And you stick with the fairy tale plot, basically. There's something for everybody. You know, the costumes, we do the typical chase that every panto has, and it really attracts the kids. But we also, you know, you also bring in political humor. Both local and national, which is always fun. And, so, I mean, and that's plugged into our season. We do that. That's our holiday show.
So what we're saying is we have something for everybody.
We do.
Playhouse.
We do.
Now, I take it you're in the panto then, Sam?
We both are.
I know. We were just saying,
are.
We never do any shows. Yeah. Well, we do the panto together.
Yes.
But
yes.
We also help write it, so that keeps us busy, too.
Yeah.
We can't. Yeah. We're addicted.
Yeah.
We can't stop.
I write it and direct it. Sam does the sets, and the sets are incredible, and they're all made out of cardboard, and you'd never believe it.
A cardboard master is
you know,
awesome. And then we're both
in it. I will
just
let you know, though, that there's cardboard on this set, and I will challenge anyone to find it. I have made multiple things out of paper mache cardboard on this set, and you will not find it. I guarantee it.
Yes.
That is how realistic it looks.
And just before we leave the panto, when does that occur in the schedule?
Panto?
Yeah.
That's our second production. That starts the Friday after Thanksgiving.
After
Thanksgiving.
All right.
And runs through mid-December. It's our holiday show.
Every year.
That slot's always left for the
whether
for
you
the
want
panto.
It or not, it's every
right,
year.
Right. We'll be there. The Ghent Playhouse is like taxes. You know, we are there.
Yeah.
The Ghent Playhouse in Ghent, New York presents Miracle on South Division Street. It's starting tomorrow with performances through the 17th. GhentPlayhouse.org for more information. That link will be posted along with this interview at WAMC.org/roundtable. Again, it's Miracle on South Division Street. Kathy Vischer and Sam Riley, thank you very much for being with us. Have a beautiful run, and thank you for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.